Hey guys, how's it going?
That's the Dutchie.
Hey, I know it's been quite a while since our first recording, but we're back. We've had to take some time off to tend to family matters, but we're back. This is JT. I'm here with my boys. What's up? It's T Roach.
What was my name again?
G Money.
C-Money. Yeah, C-Money here, yeah. C-Money. Wow. It's been too long.
And recently, we have come into a new delivery crates beer service. What's the name of this thing called?
Tavor.
Tavor. It's an app. You can download it. They alert you with all kinds of different beers. And they will ship them straight to your door for pretty reasonable cost. So, what do we got up first here? What is this?
We have Snowy Night from Common Roots Brewing Company. It's an American double stout with vanilla beans and lactose.
Lactose, Tom. That's like milk and cheese. It's that enzyme, right?
Yep.
I believe so. This is out of New York, South Glen Falls, New York.
Ooh. It's definitely got that smell to it. Like, it smells good, but it's got like a little bit of a...
Get picking up on the molasses, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, it says on the can here, brewed with natural vanilla beans and lactose, giving way to rich flavors of molasses, chocolate fudge, and vanilla ice cream. I'm not getting ice cream, not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, no, it's, I don't know, it's interesting.
But it does have a smooth kind of taste to it. Yeah. I am picking up on the molasses and a little bit of the chocolate fudge.
That's what I'm getting. More of the fudge type.
Rich. Is it?
Yeah, it is kind of. I guess it can, with paired with that, the vanilla and the like overall smoothness, kind of give you that ice cream.
Creamy ice cream.
Right. Yeah, kind of feeling.
You know when you go to McDonald's and get a dollar hot fudge sundae? And then, like, you're at the bottom. You got the fudge and the ice cream.
It's all mixed together.
All mixed together. That's always how it finishes.
Yeah, you know you're aging yourself. You know McDonald's had an ice cream machine working and God knows how long.
Yes.
I mean, right, the only way you can keep a double cheeseburger 99 cents is if you keep breaking the damn ice cream machine.
Hey, no McDonald's nowhere. You got ice cream machine working.
Meanwhile, Dairy Queen's got 31 flavors of dip.
Yeah.
50 shades of orange cream.
Oh, but it's very good, very smooth.
It's pretty light, too.
Yeah. Now it is...
You know, for a stout, it doesn't have much stain.
It is 8% alcohol, so it's not very heavy.
I don't know, if you swirled around, aerated a little bit. We're fancy tonight.
I just got a little
with the wine glass.
Got a little taste of the vanilla up front.
Yeah, you get it. You get it. It definitely tastes more like an ice cream.
But it is very tasty.
Yeah, they definitely went with the right combo with the lactose in it. With everything else that they have going on.
Yeah.
That definitely brings that cohesiveness to it all. Especially if they're trying to go for a dessert and ice cream type.
Yeah. I would eat that on ice cream.
Well, that'd be good.
It would be good.
Like a little, kind of like make a root beer float, but it's like a beer float.
Yeah. Ooh.
Beer float.
Beer float. Yeah.
Can somebody file a patent on that real quick? Beer floats. Coming to a city near you. But, no, that's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah.
So, how do you do that? I mean, is the lactose in the form of milk, or they got like an enzyme? How do you think
I
get that?
I bet they can probably just get the enzyme and put it in there. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I have nipples, Craig. Can you milk me?
Some would say yes.
This is the first I've heard of this brewery, but...
Common Roots.
Yeah,
this is the first beer I've ever had from them. Like Craig C-Money said. I'm sure we probably wouldn't have found it without the app.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The Boar app. Which is, I guess, the nice thing with the app is they have beers from all over.
Yeah, well, not only that, but not that any of us are getting paid or not that we're tonight's sponsored by Tavor. Tavor, if you're listening, we'd be happy to take a crate.
Yeah.
But that is the one nice thing. It's nice about it is the fact that they actually alert your phone when something new's out.
Yes. And they released, I think, a beer, or maybe even two beers a evening. Two beers a day, I was told by our technical assistant. So definitely, I would definitely get on there and check them out. You can download the app. We did it through the iPhone app, iStore.
They got a lot of microbreweries that, unless you're in that area specifically, you're not going to probably have a chance to get. So it really opens up a lot of possibilities.
It's true.
Well, I've just been advised that my fire ring is getting, and I quote, sooty stuff all over our patio furniture.
Darn fires. Hey.
That's why we can't have anything nice.
No.
What?
Not till tomorrow.
No, tonight.
Tonight.
Later tonight.
Oh.
So I thought it was early this morning. Early tomorrow morning. No. But close enough.
And the more I drink it, the more I pick up on the vanilla. The vanilla bean. Please speak up, technical assistant Sarah.
Yeah.
AKA the only person here that's keeping land freight in business.
So fun story. When you order 32 bottles from Tavor, a very large freight truck delivers it to your door.
How was that experience?
It wasn't bad. I felt bad for delivery man who had to carry up 70 pounds of beer in two boxes up my steps.
Shout out to U.S. Cargo.
You know who you are, man. I appreciate your hard work. But you don't have to go so crazy with the beer purchasing as we did. You could probably start out smaller if you want. Oh. I believe it is a flat rate shipping no matter how many beers you buy, $15, so...
Oh, so it's just like the post office when it fits, it ships.
Yes, and it fit in two giant boxes.
Now how's it come? Does it come insulated?
No, it just comes in cardboard boxes. They are divided in individual dividers in the boxes to keep the beer from raveling around. But
that's not too bad. What? But yeah, it's definitely one of the, it's definitely a beer that you could drink a few of.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yes, I agree.
Actually, I'm going to pair it right now with brownie.
Let me.
Brownie.
Help my brother out.
I would suggest you don't do that again.
So, outside of the brownie. Oh man, you even got the corners.
I know.
Yeah,
I know what my dude likes.
It goes real well, the brownie. Give that a score.
Check the box for brownies.
Snowy night. That's good.
Yeah. That's a good, debut from new.
Yes.
New brewery of it. Haven't had before.
It's always a good
thing when you can, the first one that you get off is pretty good.
Yeah. Give you some high hopes.
Yeah. Definitely want to keep an eye out for Common Roots Brewing Company out of New York. It's, everyone out there, you definitely want to pick you up some.
South Glens Falls. Sounds like the city off of Mr. Deeds he was from.
No, I think it is.
Mandrake Falls. That's what it is. It's pretty close. It's probably similar. I don't know. I haven't been to either city.
Oh. But what was the other one we had there?
Copper Kettle Brewing Company out of Denver. And it was a Snowden.
Mr.
Maple
Sunshine
Snowden.
On my goddamn shoulder, Bob Denver.
It was an oatmeal stout ale aged in bourbon barrels with maple syrup. It was also delicious. A little heavy on the bourbon on the back end. Sugary with the maple on the front end. But all around good beer.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good kegs and eggs.
Yeah.
Now, we talked about this a little bit earlier. Off topic, nothing to do with the brewery. By the way, Copper Kettle, we support you and your local.
Yes. Union-made beer.
That's right. Try to drink as much union-made things as we can since we all know what that's like. Yes. But sidebar conversation here. Can we talk a minute about the bourbon barrel craze?
It seems to be getting out of hand. I don't think you can go anywhere on this app or in a store and find 17 beers that aren't aged in bourbon barrels. Granted, I enjoy a good bourbon and a good bourbon-flavored beer. But it seems like everything coming out now is bourbon barrel-flavored.
Yeah. And it's definitely one of those things where it's a fine line that you tread. Because if you have not enough, you've lost the entire effect. And if you go too much, it's just going to taste like you're drinking some bourbon. It's like, you know, if you're trying to find something in between there, it takes a special kind to find that balance.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even the youngest member of our crew here is very vocal about the onslaught of bourbon barrel aged everything. I mean, I think I got a Snickers bar the other day that was aged in a bourbon barrel.
Yeah.
But it's no secret that the three of us are bourbon guys, and we don't mind some bourbon aging. But, like, let's just get back to beer. Can we get back to, like, ales, stouts? Can we get back to...
I'm all for experimenting. But I think we've gone through the experiment of bourbon barrel aging pretty well.
So that's just the life of a fad, man.
Yeah.
You know, it comes out, everyone's hot on it. Like, we're going to roll with this.
Yeah.
And after a while, people don't get it as much, ain't feeling it.
Yep.
It's on to something new. So
little guy doesn't like it at all.
No. Well, I mean, his bourbon barrel aged Gerber toothing stick earlier was subpar.
Definitely. I like some of the other barrel agings that they've done, you know.
Yeah.
Like with, whether it be with wine or
Cognac. Sherry.
Now, you know what's interesting? Have you seen Oak and Eden? It's a bourbon that's actually aged in a port wine barrel.
No, but I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah, that's like one cool things, like where, I can't remember who it was. And the guy brewed a beer, and then he took the barrels. He got the barrels from a whiskey company, made a beer and aged it in there. And then they sent the barrels back to the whiskey company, and they aged a whiskey in the beer barrels. So it was definitely an interesting go around.
Now
it opens it up.
Now you know where I want. Hey, where's that mad scientist at? Let's give him a shout out. The dude that's making ho ho beer.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Thin mint beer.
So if you're anywhere near southern Ohio, southeast Ohio, West Virginia, it's Rayland, Ohio. We went up there not too long ago and tasted some beer of his. And it was all very delicious. And he is truly a mad scientist. He's making stouts out of Reese's, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, oatmeal cream pies. And the ones we had, he had several IPAs and some sour beers that were all very delicious. So I suggest, I think it's called Hightower Brewing. So if you're in Southeast Ohio, West Virginia, kind of border Pittsburgh area, I would definitely hit him up. Small brewer, very good stuff.
Hey, Hightown, if you're listening, then we're going to get down there and do a show live from your brewery here shortly.
Yes.
So we can do some on-air exclusives. Now, what is this monstrosity of a bottle that you were trying to open?
So, side note for Travis, pet peeve, stop covering beer bottles in wax.
I mean, unless you're Maker's Mark.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
Well, that's different.
Overplayed.
I mean, spending 15 minutes trying to open up a beer bottle here, and it's kind of...
Like, we get what you're going for, but
appreciate it. Not even like at least Maker's Mark puts the tab so you can get it off real easy. Yeah. This, I mean, come on, man.
Wax should be on two things. A bottle of Maker's Mark and anything that was signed by one of the founding fathers.
Right.
Yeah, and it doesn't even like come off in like decent pieces. No. It's like chips. All right.
There's a solid quarter inch of wax on that sumbitch.
It's serious. I'm not going to lie to you.
At that point, you don't even need a cap. You can just cork it and wax it.
All right. That smells delicious. So what we have here, I know we just went on a tirade about bourbon barrel-aged booze. And we're going to move on to what... a beer called B-Bomb. It's a winter ale, limited release, 2016. It's from Fremont Brewing Company, I believe, in Seattle.
Oh, well, I mean, there we go. There's the wax in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Seattle.
Nothing against Seattle hippies. But this is a... aged in 12 and 15-year-old American oak whiskey barrels and is a blend of 24 and 12-month-old barrel-strength winter ale. B-Bomb achieves distinct bourbon, oak, cacao, leather, and dark coffee notes from its extended barrel aging and barrel blending. Each barrel contributes a different note, and combining each barrel to create a coherent tone is a distinct art and a true pleasure.
Leather, huh?
And says it can age gracefully for up to 5 years. Now, this is a 2016 blend, or 2000, we're in the beginning of 2019, so we're on a 3 year, so this is midstream.
Yeah.
I do appreciate the Yeti on the front of it. That's pretty cool.
I'm going to say, like, they had me at Yeti.
Yeah. The bottle design is pretty cool, other than the giant wax cap.
Yeah.
Smells very, I get a hint of the bourbon. Some of the cacao. Sorry. I was talking. I didn't pour glasses. I know. I'm a bad person. I never claimed to be a bartender.
It's definitely... And this is... it's an offering that's been out since... Looks like about 2011. That they've been yearly. Or... Semi-yearly. It took a few years off here and there. Put it out.
Now the color of this is real nice.
Yeah. And I just saw here on the bottom, it is a 2012 Bronze Award Wood and Barrel Aged Strong Beer. So, kudos to them.
Ooh, that's good.
That is good.
That's like... I can overlook all the wax for that.
Yeah, it's worth the fighting to get into the bottle. I'll say that.
What is this?
This is the B-Bomb.
Come on, Katie, pay attention.
Caramel.
Yeah, fair.
Roasty. Yeah, definitely.
A little hint of the cacao, that's the chocolate.
I just noticed that you got one purple nail.
It's called a party nail.
Someone's ready for Easter.
So it's very tasty.
The bourbon is pretty pronounced, but that, you know,
it's not overbounding. It's like some of them are.
I don't know what percentage this one is, but
14% by
14%. Yeah, you're gonna kind of run into that naturally. Yeah. But it's everything else definitely balances it out, so it's not too overpowering.
Mm-mm.
No, that's nice, man. That's good on the palate. Rolls around the tongue well. Nothing sharp, nothing sour.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely my favorite of the night.
So far, I think so. I enjoy it other than opening it. I'll say that.
But once you get past opening it, it's all good.
Seattle, we take back our...
Yeah.
Yep. For right now.
Temporarily. You make a good beer, Seattle. I'll give you that.
Not a bad cup of coffee.
Yeah, no. You gotta thank him, Starbucks.
You know, I could fire up a stogie and just enjoy this the rest of the night. We can move over by the fire. Finish out the old B-Bomb. Yeah. Twist it, bob it, turn it.
And definitely getting down through the lower part of the glass even mellows out even more.
Yeah.
So that's even better.
Yeah. The more you drink it, the definitely the smoother it gets. Which can be dangerous. Because this thing, like I said, is 14%.
Ale. It's kind of unique for someone to put out a winter ale like that. Definitely goes well with the bourbon barrel aging, though.
It does, yeah.
I have to say, like, that's probably one of the better barrel aged beers I've had.
Yeah. It has good layering to it, like Craig said.
Oh, yeah.
A bit more than that. I'm not going to be able to drink the rest of it.
That's just our CFO in the background. He finally saw the bill for our crate of beer.
Tantrum would be an understatement.
Hey. We're getting points off of it. There's points that go in the card.
Yeah. It all comes around in the end. Definitely smoother.
It's definitely one of the ones that it would be good to have around the fire.
Yeah.
Like on a fall.
Oh, type. S'mores.
S'mores.
That would be good. Definitely. Yeah. It's definitely one of them types of drinks to have.
Mm-hmm.
For like warming kind of feel to it. Now, compared to the snowy night, that's one of the ones, like, if you solo drink one bottle of that, that's going to be the night, probably.
Yeah, I want to meet that dude.
That dude's got some serious problems.
Yeah, first one being he's not here with us.
Right. I think I could probably almost drink this like a wine just throughout the night, little bits at a time, not...
Oh, yeah.
Pounding it back like we kind of are now. But we're also drinking responsibly with designated drivers, so...
Yes.
Hashtag, you don't drink and drive.
Is that you?
I love that the ladies check with each other, like, which one of us was supposed to drive?
Like, did you know about this?
Yeah, right.
Definitely the one who needs a nipple for their bottle. Because you've been nursing it.
Oh. I didn't know you were going with Earth for a minute. I was like, okay, that makes sense. It could be the 14% alcohol. I'm not going to lie to you. But again.
Oh, no. I mean, as awesome as our CFO is, he probably could. But we'll save that for a more date appropriate.
I just need him. I don't need the blanket. Jeez, Josh.
The more I drink it, the smoother it gets. The more the flavors that come out of it.
Like, yeah, I'm picking up a more roast.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't picked up a leather flavor.
Which I was a little disappointed about. Like, I wanted the
full honesty. I've never ate leather, so I'm not sure what it tastes like.
Well, you just gotta have a safe word.
Yeah.
Like banana.
I guess like the kind of mixture of, you know, bourbon and molasses and things like that can kind of give kind of like that. Like you gotta try to think of how that tastes to how like kind of leather smells and kind of connect the dots there. It's like
a little bad science history.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand.
It's like, drinking this makes me think of smelling wet.
And these guys, these brewers out here that are doing it, kudos to them, because they are piecing together some good stuff.
Oh yeah.
So
definitely gonna be on the lookout for more from
Fremont.
Fremont.
Good for you, by the way. Our CFO is struggling.
He's on struggle street, getting ready to turn on to Knapp Avenue.
Yep. The struggle bus is pulled into the station.
Hey, they're talking about you.
Yeah. Struggle bus. Struggle bus. There it is. But good stuff. Good stuff. We're going to drink this bottle down here a little bit, and we'll move on to the next beer.
Oh, yeah.
Concoction. And fun hint, it's going to be Old English. No, I'm just kidding. It's not.
It is the best 59 cents we've spent. The ladies don't know this yet. We got some duct tape. We're going to do some Edward 40 hands.
Yeah. If you're going to play that game, word of the wise, you want to use the restroom before you tape your hands to the beer bottles.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least have someone that you're very close with. Close by.
If you're not, you're going to be a lot closer after. A guarantee.
Oh. Want some more, Greg?
Yeah, have a little bit.
Goodness.
Here we go. Have at it.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That's good stuff. I
yeah, good.
Thoroughly enjoyed that.
Good caramel color.
Very good flavor. A good color. Coloring too. A good flavor.
Definitely one of the ones, you know, stays pretty consistent. Yeah. That entire bottle.
Way to go, Katie. Well, what is up next on this beautiful?
So, next we have a... No, this is a French toast. It's from Hubbard's Cave. 12% alcohol by volume. Imperial stout fermented with cinnamon, maple syrup, vanilla, and lactose.
So lactose kind of starting to be the new bourbon barrel.
Must be.
Sounds like it.
It's brewed at Un Anne Brewery, LLC, Niles, in Illinois.
Jesus Christ, our editorial commenter just went off the chain. Apparently, we've only had two beers with lactose in it. So
well, I mean, and I'm sorry to Un Anne Brewery. I'm probably pronounced the name wrong. I apologize.
Here, let me see. Let me take
it. It looks French. It's a French ass name.
Oh god, it's French. Fragile.
Fragile.
Let's see. Who makes this?
I think it's that Un.
What? Because I'm doing
un something brewing, Illinois.
I'm rating a mess.
Brewed at Un Ann Brewery.
There's only been a couple of them at
Niles, Illinois.
Yeah.
Hey, can someone over at Unan Brewery get a hold of us and let us know how you pronounce their name so we can stop butchering it on our show?
Give them credit where credit's due.
Yeah. Also, if you boys want to send over anything with bacon in it to go with this French toast, you just let us know.
Let's make a whole breakfast.
That's another fact that needs to happen. Bacon beer.
There is one brewery that makes
beer. Apparently our strategic analyst said there is one.
What if my name is changed three times?
We don't know what it is yet. If we find it, we'll get back to you.
Hashtag America.
Bacon barrel aged French toast.
Now that, sir, that is something we need to come up
Winter
with.
Winter stout.
This has a good color to it.
Hold on. T Roach and our strategic analyst are having words. Apparently he's not pouring it correctly.
Sharing
is caring.
You're not caring.
Strategic analyst.
Pours pretty dark. It's
a very dark beer.
Oh yeah. Got pretty thin. 14? Pretty thin 12%. Head to it.
That's caramel. Very thin head.
That's what she said.
No. Hashtag
dark caramel.
They make meds for that.
Hell, you can even get those shit straight to your door.
Say, holla at us, Pfizer.
Yeah, right.
We'll rep you, too.
If anybody from Roman wants to get at us, right. We'll just randomly drop some shit in some drinks and
see what happens.
We'll call it the final countdown show.
Dude. Mm. Oh man, it's definitely like a French toast.
It smells like French toast. It
smells like maple syrup.
Yeah.
Like a vanilla maple syrup.
How do they do that?
I can actually taste the toast.
What? Yeah, it.
Oh, yeah. Bro.
I can taste the French toast. So, Tizzle is a solid no.
Like, it's not bad, but I gotta go, like, get an insulin pump real quick. I'll be right back. Son of a bitch had a sweet-ass beard. Hey, KT.
Yeah,
come get you some of this French toast stick beer.
It definitely tastes like French toast.
It tastes like French toast, like, but it is
sweet.
Sweet.
I tell you what, man, it's all right, but I think I'd rather lick the Burger King floor before.
It, you know, this is a 16-ounce can it comes in. I don't think I could drink the whole can.
No.
This is one you're definitely going to want to share with other people.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's
CFO Kim approves.
But here's the deal. Like, if you just give it a minute. Yes.
It tastes like maple syrup.
I'm telling you, the first drink tastes like you went fucking teeth first into a maple tree in the middle of Alberta. But if you give it a second, like, the French toast actually comes out. I am impressed.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's only one way
to get rid of syrup, and that's more brownie.
Do you want a bigger piece?
Yeah, it's definitely good. Overall.
I'm not going to turn down a bigger piece of bread.
Tastes exactly
like
French toast.
There's a picture of French toast on a plate with maple syrup pouring off of it. I mean, what's in this can.
You got to give them that, man. Like, it is French toast in a can. And it's impressive that they were able to pull that off.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah, just... I mean, it's one of those things, like we talked about. It's that fine line.
Oh,
When you're trying to get so many sweet elements, whether it be, you know, your French toast, your maple, your vanilla, anything like that, it's a fine line. So,
it's a very
fine line. Fuck, I went full Swedish chef for a half second, solid.
Yeah.
But to their credit, man, first off, it's 12% by volume, which baller. And then secondly, like, they nailed it. They delivered exactly what they said they were going to.
Yeah, they did. Kudos to them.
They
squeezed French toast and made beer out of it.
Yeah, that's the most surprising part of it. It's like you're getting the not only the, you know, your cinnamon, your maple, but you almost taste.
Oh no!
The bread part of it, you know, it's like
there's definitely a yeast. Like it tastes like
it could be the lactose, I guess, too, because it's got lactose. It could be the lactose.
Oh, here we go.
We're going back to lactose. We're circling full circle. I'm not sure. Well, full disclosure. I've never had lactose in beer, so I'm not quite sure what it tastes like. All right, I don't know. I mean, the last beer we just had with lactose didn't taste like bread. But this one sure does.
I'd say them boys over at N Un French House of Brewery.
It's a French ass name.
In Illinois. Like, they know what's up, man. Yeah.
They're doing some shit with lactose. Nobody else is.
That's right. Stepping up the lactose game. Yeah.
Everybody else just needs to be a little bit more lactose tolerant while these boys do their thing.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Technical advisor Sarah also
two thumbs up.
Concedes.
What do you think it tasted like, Sarah?
Technical advisor Sarah.
It tastes like French toast.
Yeah, it's a salt on the French toast.
How about you, KT? What do you think it tasted like?
Maple syrup.
Yeah. In case you're wondering,
I'm
kind of
upset
because
there's two giant pieces of butter on this French toast in the picture, and I do not taste the butter.
I did.
I did not. Maybe it might be overpowered.
Creamy, buttery. I'm feeling Tizzle's beer.
Yeah, no, man, you steal that all night.
So I'm guessing maybe the lactose overpowered the butter.
Isn't butter lactose though? Like lactose? I mean, like isn't it a lactose
dairy
protein?
Dairy.
I think it'd be shared with a lot of different.
I don't know.
Do we know anybody who went to school for agriculture?
Nope.
The only thing I can kind of dang it on is this, that really sweet.
Oh, it's...
It's
the sweetest beer by far we've had.
Oh, man. It is... It's like opening up a bag of sugar and dumping it in your mouth. Yeah. But it's a delicious bag of sugar. I'll give it that.
I mean, yeah. Everyone should have a little bit of Cookie Monster cum on ice. But
I mean, might want to have Wolf of Brimley on speed dial when you drink this.
I'm Wolf of Brimley and I got diabetes.
He's going to need help with your diabetes.
Supply strip. But in their defense, they did exactly what they promised.
It is. It's French spot on. Toast. They said they're making French toast and they made it.
Oh, yeah, no. Here, C-Money, you... You down that real quick, brother. We'll get you on a pancreatic transplant
list.
For
real.
What was his name? He came up with that. C-Money or C-Note.
I thought it was
C-Note. Sure. We'll go with that. I just know the one that wasn't.
I just want to see you chug. Like,
oh,
just.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, man.
Brother, what is.
More power to you.
Well, here, man, if you're doing that, it's just.
Oh,
diabetes.
Oh, yeah, take the rest of the can, dude. That's
Craig.
Woo!
For those of you listening, Craig just chugged two beers. Maybe 8 ounces worth of this stuff.
He powered through that can of French toast like a state trooper through a bottle of syrup.
Woo! Hashtag.
None of them thin lips here.
You gotta have those manly lips.
Just right. Gotta relax and let it happen.
And let it slide down the throw hole, man. So, as we're moving through
that
a night.
That is kind of like if you would chug a bottle of maple syrup.
Which I've done.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. Like, now we're just all kind of staring at you like, what happens next?
Is he okay? I know. Why would you do that?
Alrighty, we have...
I'm not even mad, I'm really just impressed.
It is tasty, though.
You know what, though? Oh, like, man. You gotta admire a product that actually delivers what it says it's going
yeah.
to.
Yes,
yeah. Irregardless.
I mean,
yeah. Irregardless.
I know it's not a word, but I like to say it because
we're gonna take a quick time out here. Technical advisor Sarah says irregardless isn't a word. I googled that shit.
It technically isn't, however...
It's an adverb and an adjunct.
It's like y'all.
Y'all. It's a cultural thing. Yins. And maybe it's just a Southeast Ohio thing. You guys do a comment list that let us know. I don't know, you know.
Put your comments below as to what you think is regardless or irregardless. Who knows? Irregardless of the comments, we still going to drink this next beer now. Come on,
right? Now, Yins, we have a very artistic looking can. It's called Earth Intruders. It's made by Gun Hill Brewing. In Bronx, New York.
Oh, this
shout
is cool,
outs to
man.
Them.
I
it's got it. Some spaceships with some tractor beams or laser beams. It's like laser beams.
Yeah. Freaking laser beams.
Freaking lasers. It is 10.3% alcohol. It says keep it cold, which we did. Very cool looking can. It has, looks like the Declaration of Independence on the front under the Gun Hill Brewing. Very cool. So let's crack this one open, see what we got.
I'm not going to lie, I'm excited to put this one in my gullet.
Oh, yep. And it's a chocolate coffee molasses brown sugar lactose
sugar. Oh, Jesus
sugar.
Fucking Christ. Jeez. The lactose.
Damn. How much can they cram in
that? I mean,
that?
I'm going to get like stomach cramps or something from this lactose.
I'm going to run down to Dairy Queen and get some lactose dripped in some creamsicle.
You need some insulin or something. Jeez. For all this sugary stuff, bro.
Good color to it.
It does have a nice color, man. The head's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Head is nice.
Side note.
We'll leave that for a different... That'll be a different podcast.
Oh, bro. This smells exactly like a stack of fucking pancakes on a Saturday morning.
Ooh.
That makes me want to go to a log cabin.
It's a little heavy. A little bit of a... Like an irony taste to it. It's like they brewed it with well water. They definitely brewed it with well water. Yeah, this came out straight out of East Harbor.
Bro, that's pennies. That is sucking on a fucking penny.
Whoa. It was good. Last time I had it, it was good.
The only thing
technical advisor Sarah said last time she had it was good.
Oh.
technical advisor.
No, somebody that gives us beer with horse semen in it.
She's beer purchaser, searcher, technical advisor.
Analytic researcher.
Marketing director.
Bro, that tastes like the gym, tanning, and laundry in one fucking beer. That's what right? that tastes like.
I got the maple. I got some sweetness, some brown sugar. And it finished like anybody's ever had well water with the irony taste. This is what it finishes like.
Oh, no. You should have experienced the Bronx Harbor.
Yeah, don't pass. No one's immune to the well water.
No one's passing this around.
No one is enjoying this thoroughly.
You know what's great? It's like the longer you let it sit, like the more awful it tastes.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. Gun Hill Brewing.
You're fucking up, Gun Hill.
Gun Hill.
I honestly wish right now, I would rather aliens abduct me and do things anally than me finish drinking this.
We welcome the probe.
Yeah, before finishing this. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
But the finish is very...
That's what she said.
Maybe that's what they were going for. You know, it's like you drink it and it's like you're being
maybe
probed.
This is what like an alien probe's supposed to taste like.
Yeah.
Bro, what that tastes like is a $5 hooker's mouth on a Sunday morning. That's right? What that tastes like.
Man.
But on the backstretch, listen. Whew. What's the name of this place? Gunnery?
Gun Hill.
Bro, send us something else. Yeah. Like maybe we got Come on. Bad Batch. Maybe the, you know, maybe the U.S. cargo guy.
Yeah, I mean, this was shipped across country. So we could have, you know, the heat or something. I don't know.
Send us literally anything else in a can.
We're holding out.
I love beer.
Yeah.
Because you got some baller design work going on here. Like,
it looks cool.
I want to like it.
I do. I mean, I want to like, I just, the can design alone, I'm in love with.
Oh, bro, you
got it.
You
I just burped and tastes like pennies.
Craig.
I just burped and tastes like pennies. It's in my nose. I can smell it.
Can't make Craig chug that.
Oh, no, man. Just throw it out. Just throw it on the... But don't throw it on my grass, though. I like my fucking yard, dude. Like, throw that shit over towards the driveway. Yeah. Oh, that is rough.
If aliens made this, I hope they never come to this planet.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely don't want either.
Bro, that's rough with a capital fuck you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's R-U-F-F rough. Oh. Like, this is on, like, this must be in Bronx, New York, on the corner of Struggle Street and Shitty Beer Company.
Listen, we went fancy. We bought some nice wine glass snifters so that we can give you guys descriptions of how this beer actually pours and looks. And that shit has just stained my glass.
It looks like copper. There's copper in your glass.
There is copper. No wonder that beer's expensive.
Maybe did you guys at Gun Hill? This is a question. Did you brew it in like copper kettles or something?
Like, can someone?
I'm just looking for answers for all of us, brother. For all of us,
bro. Are you tasting like we drank in a fucking iron skillet?
I'd rather down King Cobras.
Oh, we've just been advised we're out of bounds.
Yes,
we apologize.
Technical advisor Sarah said we crossed the line. Yep. There's a red line. We crossed it.
Yep, we're getting our pee bugs smacked.
So. Gun Hill, please send us something better if you can. If you hear this, we'd love to try some more beer of yours.
I rated it a 4 out of 5 when I first had it.
Technical advisor Sarah needs to reevaluate her position.
Yeah.
Because that is not 4 out of 5 beers.
That can did not taste the same.
Had you recently licked a fucking breaker or something? What is 4 out of 5?
No, I had it when we were watching Jurassic World, and it was great.
It could have been just scared from Jurassic World.
That tastes like a hemophiliac fucking cut himself in the kettle.
Can you say factor 5, please, stat?
Yeah. Von Wildebrandt Brewing.
Now, Kim and I get a lot of the next one.
Yes,
yeah,
so...
Oh, yeah, no, we're not allowed to drink so, the next one.
We were just advised by technical advisor Sarah and CFO KT. This beer coming up that we're going to try is called Imagination Atrophy. It is a caramel macchiato milk stout. Caramel macchiato milk stout.
That's the shit you order at Starbucks, isn't it?
Right? 7.7. Spot on, Mr. Tilton. Spot on.
Well, you know.
Hope it doesn't have nutmeg because nutmeg makes it too spicy.
Is Frank puking?
No. He may be.
He might be, dude. Like, first off, before he gets back, can we just talk about the amount of shitty beer he just chugged?
Oh.
Like dude, that's off the chain.
He took probably a solid half of this can of French toast. And probably another half can of this alien probe shit. So,
dude, somebody get his wife on the phone. Let's let her know what's coming.
You might need a stomach pump. So back to this in imagination atrophy. Cool bottle designs, a bomber bottle, brewed by Adroit Theory Brewing Company.
Now,
Purcellville, Virginia.
Can we address the name for a hot second?
Yeah, simple names, man.
Imagination atrophy. So,
you got some like skeletons on the bottle here.
We're losing our imagination. Atrophy means get smaller, obviously.
Like, are we gonna start tripping pretty heavy and like forget shit?
Are we gonna become midgets? What's happening?
I know, right? I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's a top shelf blend of milk, sugar, and Brazilian peanut coffee.
God damn lactose. That's what I heard.
We're going to, maybe it's a lactose.
I heard, here's your fifth beer of the night with lactose in it.
Enjoy it.
Barely over 200 cases of this beer in existence.
So, technical advisor Sarah says there's only 200 cases of this beer in existence. 200 cases in existence. We have one. We got it through Tavor app.
Which, by the way, again, Tavor, thank you.
Kudos to Tavor. Solid. Yeah. We're willing to do all kinds of stuff.
Except the anything from...
Yeah. Unless Gun Hill sends us some better shit. Step your game up, Gun Hill.
It's one of those things, like, you think and you're like, I don't know what gives it that taste. I don't know if it's a...
It could have been something like delivery or...
A lot of maybe too much lactose?
Yeah.
Or something. It's like, or something. It's causing it.
Now, I don't know. It doesn't say when this can was made, so I don't know if it's like the aging thing, if it's set on a shelf, how it was stored. You know, we got it a couple of last week.
In a sewer for a few months.
Yeah, so I mean, it could have been anything. There's some variables involved in this, granted. I'm sure it probably tastes better off the tap out of a keg, as most beers do.
Yeah.
So, on to this Imagination Atrophy Caramel Macchiato Milk Stout, 7.7% alcohol by volume. Starbucks. Rated it 5 out of 5.
No.
That was a false. That's false. They didn't rate it.
False. It's actually.
Just kidding.
It's actually on their soundtrack for the month.
Yeah. So.
In between Stevie Wonder and.
The one thing I will say about this is thank you, Adroit Theory Brewing, for not putting wax in their damn bottle.
Yeah.
So easy to open.
And they put pairings on the bottle.
Yes, and there's pairings with cheese, cigars, food.
Oh, now, at first you had my curiosity, but
it says for food, Dolce de Leche cheesecake for cheese, Beecher's Flagship Reserve, Cigar La Requez Belicioso Fino Cabernet. And I don't speak Spanish, and I just nailed that shit on the head. You're welcome.
Nailed it.
I don't know, dude. I've had a lot of cigars. I ain't never heard of that.
Me neither. So we're full front. This is for CFO, KT, and technical advisor Sarah. We're only tasting it slightly so they can drink the rest of it because
they have a gold card.
Yeah.
They don't. Starbucks looking at you.
Got all them stars, man.
All right. I smell a lot of caramel.
That's good. That's real good. A little oaky flavor.
Nice color.
Have at it, Kim.
It's not staining my glass.
It almost tastes like butter, almost. There's something hanging on there in the back of my throat.
There's something smoky in there.
Yeah.
Really?
And it's not
in a milk stout?
It's not horrible.
No, there is. It's like
it almost tastes like butter or something.
It's legit.
I mean, it's good. Don't get me wrong. Very smooth.
Now, I've never had one of these caramel macchiatos.
Yeah, this... Caramel Ralph Macchio.
It's too much nutmeg, man. It's spicy.
It's a mocha chocolate.
Hashtag Starbucks. Stop putting nutmeg in your shit.
You over nutmegging.
Yeah. This is very good, though. Very smooth. Very crisp flavors.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? This would go with a cigar. Yeah. I don't know what their pairings are, but a Maduro or something dark. Connecticut.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm thinking like a Connecticut wrapper.
Something blonde.
Some of contrast, maybe.
Yeah, a little bit blonde.
You know what? Technical advisor Sarah said I can drink more, so.
It's peppery?
It's on record.
It is peppery.
Vanilla beans.
Yeah.
That is, yeah.
Smooth caramel.
It's got something different
espresso
in there. I can't nail what it is. But overall, I mean, I could drink this. I could drink this.
Yeah, I mean, that one's drinkable. Yeah. We didn't have to throw that away. Have to worry about sea money.
Right.
That's good.
It's not bad. It's a nice after.
You can definitely get the caramel. You can definitely
dessert beer.
Yeah, everything it's advertised is definitely picked up on, which is always a good thing if you're going to take it. You know, try to advertise it like that.
Yeah. So I just found some shit on the bottle here. I'm going to read it to you. So stand by. We are being bombarded with consistent overstimulation until we... It's hard to read because they wrote it. It's a black label and they wrote it in like black. So kudos to you, Magic, to this brewing company.
It's blue on black.
Blue on black. Overstimulation until we are too numb to find anything that is satisfying. Hypnotized by an addiction to unending sensory input, we have become desensitized to everything. There is something ominous about the way things have come to be. Whatever became of subtlety, nuance, it can possibly mean anything when we don't feel anything. Dark shit there, brewing company.
Hillary is not your president
still. Yeah, hashtag build the wall.
Side note, like, quit putting paragraphs,
right?
And you know, stories.
Yeah,
most people don't read that. You know, save the printing cost, lower the price for the bottle a little bit.
What? So I'm reading the bottle because I'm that guy. I forget my phone into the shitter, so I take a beer bottle now. Apparently, and I'm reading this, and it's out of Purcellville, Virginia. And its serial number is Ghost 722.
Serial?